Thanks for being here. And as you can see, we've had a great time this week. I've really enjoyed just getting to put on life jackets as pants. It was fantastic. I mean, Jim, who was that guy?
You.
No, there was some guy here named Jim. Wasn't me. No, wasn't possible. We've had this going on all week. It's been fun. So in a minute here, I'm going to need our kids' help throughout the message this morning. You guys remember what you did each day where we said our Bible point and then you said what?
Jesus rescue.
So here, listen for your cue. And if you guys start hearing the cue, I want you to all join in with that as well. So each day we went through a message for the kids, a Bible point for the kids, and we would say things like, when you're lonely,
Jesus rescue.
There it is. So let's try it out together. When you're lonely,
Jesus rescue.
Great. Fantastic. A little loud for some of us here, but that's okay. Just turn your hearing aids down. Just kidding. That was terrible. So one of the things that I really just want to start with is to say how much I love day camp. It has become probably one of my favorite weeks throughout the year, probably with the youth canoe trip, day camp would be up there. It's something that I really, really have enjoyed the last 2 years, just getting to see kids in the community engage with Jesus. It's a fantastic opportunity when kids come to us. It doesn't take a lot of work for them to come and hear about Jesus. And so it does take a lot of work to put it on, but what I'm saying is they come. They come freely. They come willingly. Parents drop their kids off. I mean, it's why not, right? They come, and it's such a great opportunity. One of my favorite things about the week is I got to see two things happen where kids were engaging with the gospel. One was a girl up on the screen, and she said a Bible verse. I know that girl, she doesn't come to our church. I know her family. One of their sons comes to Boys Club, and now he's going into the youth next year. But they don't come to church, and they, as far as I know, they don't believe in Jesus, and they're not Christians. And yet, they're coming, and they're engaging with the gospel, and they're engaging with Scripture. A girl who probably doesn't have a Bible in her home is saying about Jesus overcoming the world. That's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Another kid who came all week, and we would start out in here for our morning program, and then we'd go throughout the property, and then we'd end in here. And all throughout the day, he would try to say, you know, I don't want to engage with this. I want to go do something else. And we talk about this Jesus guy too much, you know. And yes, unashamedly, we talk about Jesus a lot during day camp. Absolutely. That's why we're doing this, to share who Jesus is with kids. But even that is a kid engaging with the gospel in a way. Do you see that? Even him saying, you know what, this is too much for me, is still him hearing the message of Jesus, is still being where he is and engaging with the gospel right where he is. And so every day he would still come and he'd still say, this is too much for me. I'm not really into this. But one day, maybe it'll click. It's absolutely planting seeds. And so these kids are coming and they don't know who Jesus is. They don't grow up with Bibles in their homes. They don't talk about Scripture. Yet there's a week where they get a concentrated dose of who Jesus is from people that they can trust. And it's beautiful. Parents trust us with their kids, and we get to tell them about Jesus. How awesome is that, right? It's such a great opportunity, right? It's amen. And then the third reason I love day camp is because we, as a part of the body of Christ, come together for the single purpose of sharing Jesus with kids and families. We, Calvary Baptist Church, are united for one purpose. It makes it so simple, right? It's sharing Christ with kids. We're going to be about that. And so there are so many people who jump in on listening to Bible verses and working in the kitchen and hanging out with kids downstairs so that others can serve our crew leaders. There's a host of people who the body of Christ, they just come together and they serve in different ways. And that is an awesome, awesome thing for us as a church. So I am thrilled about day camp each year. A lot of people ask me, you know, how are you holding up? How's your week going? Are you excited for day camp to be over? And to be honest, it's not something I dread. It's really something that I've enjoyed and has been very life-giving. because of all of those things, families, kids, and the body of Christ, all those things coming together. So that's why we do it. Obviously, you can see that our theme is shipwrecked, rescued by Jesus. We wanted to share with kids the picture of being stuck, alone, helpless, powerless, and needing to be rescued, and rescued only by Jesus. And so that was our picture this week as we shared the gospel with kids. Now, each day, kids, what did we do? We went through a Bible point, and we started with day one. Day one, we've already heard, was when you're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
When you're lonely,
Jesus
there
rescues.
We go. That was great. That was great. We jumped right into when you're lonely, Jesus rescues. You know, one of the things we want to be careful with as we explain the gospel is that we don't just want to say, hey, Jesus is your buddy, right? He's so much more than that. It's not just, hey, when you're scared and alone, Jesus is going to be your big guy in the sky that's going to help you out. No, it's so much more than that. You know, apart from Jesus, yeah, we are lonely and separated from God. We are stuck in our sin. We are alone. But the good news is that when we are lonely, Jesus rescues. That's right. God will never abandon us. When we are part of the family of God, we can be assured of the promise that he will never leave us or forsake us. The kids this week, they memorized a verse. Does anyone know Psalm 27:10? The Lord will... Lizzie, let's hear it. Nick, you too. That's right. Let's say it together. The Lord will hold me close. Psalm 27:10. These guys memorized scripture all week. It was awesome. The Lord will hold me close. Not some person will take care of me. The Lord, not might or sometimes or at arm's length. The Lord will hold me close. Amen? It is beautiful. On day two, we looked at when you worry,
Jesus rescues.
You guys are getting this. This is great. You know, Jesus carries our burdens. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, lay your heaviness, lay your burdens down on me. I will carry it. I will give you rest. It's an amazing thing. It's a promise that when we are a part of the family of God, we do not have to worry. We do not have to worry. Our kids memorized another great verse, Psalm 34:19. Anybody? The Lord comes. These guys got this. That's great. Psalm 34:19. The Lord comes to the rescue each time. We can be assured of that truth, that each time the Lord comes to the rescue. Not sometimes, not, you know, anything but the truth that every single time the Lord comes to the rescue. That was when we worry.
Jesus!
That's right. The next one, day three, when we struggle.
Jesus!
That's right. I love this one because we can look at Philippians 4, and it talks about be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus. And then a few verses later, verse 9 there, it talks about the God of peace will be with you. I love that. Not only does God give us his peace, he gives us himself. Amen?
Yes.
When we struggle,
Jesus
rescues. That's right. We can know and be assured that when we are in the family of God, we can hand over our worries to the Lord. Amen?
Yes.
It is incredible. You know, a lot of us, if we think about it, kids, what do they really have to worry about? What do they struggle with? You know, sometimes it's easy for us to say, well, they don't have to pay the bills. They don't have hard relationships. They've never been through a major split up. They've never been through X, Y, Z, right? You know, a lot of kids, they don't have those life experiences. But for them, you know, doing poorly on a test or someone being mean on the playground or those things are quite big to these kids. And they too struggle. They too have worries. They too have things that they can take to the Lord and be assured that he is with them and that he will give them his peace. Do you guys remember your verse, Psalm 46:10? Be
still.
Say that again. Be still and know that I am God. That's right. We can be still and trust that God is in control. We can be still and know that He is God. On day 4, when we do wrong, when we do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
Turn it down a little bit. Just kidding. All right, so this one's a little bit tricky because for these kids, like I said, a lot of them, they don't have Bibles in their homes. They don't talk about Jesus at home. They don't come to church. And so when engaging with the subject of sin, it gets a little bit tricky. We wanted to be very careful not to communicate, hey, if you never mess up, you never have sin to be forgiven. We wanted to communicate, no, we are all broken. We are all sinful. We all need a Savior, no matter whether you lied or whether you murder. It doesn't matter the spread. If we break the law in one place, we've broken the law in everything. That every single one of us has this penalty of sin. Every single one of us needs rescue. And so we communicated, yes, when you do wrong, Jesus rescues. But it's more than that. When we do wrong, that's a symptom of something else that is wrong with us, something else that is broken inside of us. And we learned that Jesus has sacrificed himself to take the punishment for our sin. We got to tell that to kids. It's a hard thing to say, that you are stuck without a Savior and in need of rescue. But guess what? The good news is Jesus rescues. That's right. It was beautiful. John 16:33, you guys remember this one? Take heart. Say that again. Take heart. You guys did that so well together. It was great. John 16:33, take heart because I have overcome the world. In that passage, Jesus is speaking to his disciples and he's encouraging them. He says, in this life, you will experience many trials and troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Not only in our difficult situations has Jesus already overcome the world, but also with our sin that he has paid for on the cross. Amen? And on day 5, when you're powerless,
Jesus,
you guys got this. That's great. Pastor Edgar, I think you'd do really well next year in one of our crews. It'd be awesome. Perfect. Yeah. You're laughing over there. When you're powerless,
Jesus,
our God is strong to save. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Absolutely. Our God is strong to save. He is strong to save. We looked at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Do you guys remember this one? This is the same
This
is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. God is powerful to save. God is strong to save. Not only did Jesus die on the cross for our sins, but he also has the power to back it up. You know, so what? You know, my aunt died, or so-and-so died. Well, what does that mean? You know, what makes Jesus so special, I guess, is the question, right? The power of God makes Jesus so special, to raise Jesus from the dead. That is proof right there. That is the proof to show God's power right there. When we are powerless, Jesus rescues. God's power is seen in the resurrection, and it is beautiful, beautiful. God is strong to save us. He is strong to bring us back to right relationship with him. He's also strong to sustain us, and he's strong to work in us as we go through life and encourage others. So when you're powerless,
Jesus rescues!
Right on. You guys did awesome. Yeah, I continue to pray and hope for opportunities that the day camp would not just be 1 week, that we would have eyes as a church to see people at the 49th, to see moms who are struggling, to see kids who need a friend. I pray that God would give us eyes to see the need in our community, not only to come alongside to help families, but also to pray for them, to pray for their salvation, that they would know Jesus, that they would understand the gospel, that they would respond to his call. So, yeah, day camp is awesome. It is a week of great concentrated truth and fun. But there's 51 other weeks. There are 51 other weeks where we can engage people, where we can talk to our neighbors, that where we can say hi to kids and moms and dads, where we can support families. There are 51 other weeks where we can dive in and walk alongside families and show the truth of the gospel that we told, that we can back up what we said this week with our actions 51 other weeks this year. So I pray that you have the eyes to see these families. I pray that you have the heart to pray for these people. I pray that you would jump in. You know, if you are looking for opportunities, we have lots of ways that you can be a part of engaging, not only with day camp, but also Boys Club. We're restarting Girls Club. It's going to be incredible. A lot of girls are excited about it. A lot of moms are excited about it. Moms Morning Out, another great way for moms and young families to be involved and engaged. There are so many opportunities for families to get engaged here at Calvary Baptist Church, and I pray that you would be a part of that. And also just praying for those families, talking to your neighbors, walking across the room. So let's commit to doing that. Why don't I pray for us, and then we'll move on to the next thing. Heavenly Father, we do lift up these kids. Lord, I pray for their eyes to be open to the truth and their hearts to be softened to receive it. Lord, we ask that you would call their name, that you would draw them to yourself, and that they would take the good news for themselves, Lord. Open their eyes so that they could walk with you, Lord. We know that this is not just a program, but it's a spiritual battle. And so I pray that you would help us to have your eyes 52 weeks of the year, that we would look for opportunities to engage with families and kids, that we would pray for them constantly, and that we would be a part of what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we've had this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. So I want to spend a few minutes just thanking people.